Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team podcast, here with myself, Florian, and our trading expert, Jake. How are you, Jake?
What's up, guys? And if we're not your favorite podcast, don't tell us, just let Florian pretend, build up our egos a little bit. No, I'm just kidding, I'm doing good. We're all in quarantine right now, so we're pretty reliant on our video games without sports and staying at home. So I'm excited to talk on the podcast and look at this foot birthday promotion.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's my favorite podcast. So, so personally, this is the podcast I love the most about FIFA Ultimate Team. The truth is I don't listen to other podcasts. So yeah, that's easy to see. Yeah, we are mid to, let's say, mid-week, mid-time third birthday promo. We are recording on a Wednesday. The Team of the Week moments, numero tres, yep, appeared 40 minutes ago. Let's talk first about third birthday. There is a lot of juice in this team. Mm-hmm. I know you have it on the screen. What do you think about it?
Honestly, I think they picked this team like perfectly. I know some people were complaining about the selections because they've had previous special cards. They've had Footmas cards. They use a handful of those. I mean, a few of those. But I really like it. And I like it because the goal, I think, of this promotion was to make some top tier cards that are going to fit into more endgame teams and like even professional teams. And I think they did that because like for Hazard, for example, buffing him makes him more usable by pros. Maximin right now is getting used by pros as like a right cam or a left cam, and people are loving him. I actually used him myself personally. Some of these players made me want to get on the game and try them, and I'd compare him to headliner Neymar. Mm-hmm. So in reality, he's relatively cheap for his price. I know he's still like 1.3 million, but he's pretty mm-hmm. cheap. But when I'm looking at this team, what I'm seeing is boosts big enough to make them top-tier cards for their position in league, which I think a lot of people want at this stage of the game. We're always complaining that, hey, it's April now. We don't need this SBC. It's not going to make any teams. Well, this is the exact opposite. When I look at these players, I see like almost all of them that could fit in people's teams. So I'm a really big fan. What about you?
I'm a very, very big fan of not only the team. I mean, the team is nice, let's say, but mm-hmm. imagine there are some very nice players, easy to link. We have
totally
you told me before, we have four French
five
players. Mm-hmm. even five.
Yep.
We have Rashford from Man United, we have Havertz, German Bundesliga, we have Hazard from Real. So mm-hmm. we have some very nice selection, which is the majority of them are five-star weak foot.
Yep.
Which if you are listening to us on this podcast from the beginning or from a couple of shows before, these are my favorite players. If you have a five-star weak foot, it's like I can pay even 50% more on a player like that just for his weak foot. And come on, if you check these prices, there are some nice prices. So you said about San Maximum, 1.3 mil. Griezmann, imagine Griezmann with 5-star. He was like at the beginning of the game, he was one of the most popular players with even 3-star weak foot. So that's a very nice card. Mbappe, I saw some players comparing his price with his Team of the Year. Man, I'm preferring this card in front of the Team of the Year because of his weak foot. He already has 97 finishing. His Team of the Year has 99. I mean, it's not such a big difference.
And you know what's funny about that? I spoke with actually two different professionals in Discord, and they would prefer that over the Team of the Year as well. They prefer the 5-star weak foot. They just said it's much more important this year. So when we're talking about how these cards are becoming that much more meta, that 5-star weak foot is hugely important. And the pros that I've spoken to would rather have this Mbappe than Team of the Year. So I think that says a lot.
Yeah. What I very, very, I'm with you on that page. Let's also find some downsides. I see this Sissoko at 800k. Okay, he was a meta player at the beginning of the game. His Fatmas card was done, the SBC, by a lot of people. I think this is not that meta as people would expect. He's very easy to link, and a lot of players are buying him just because they remember his FODMAS card. But the improvements are not so big there. Also, Lozano, he's only 100k because he doesn't have 5-star weak foot. That was a surprise. Maybe it would have been too much for this team. And his finishing is not like, I believe, FIFA 18, when Lozano was such a beast. Overall, a very nice team. And remember, guys, this is just the first team in this promo. So we are expecting a second team. What about the SBCs, Jake?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the SBCs and objective. So Ozil came in with the SBC. I really like him. What you're going to see is, and it's kind of funny because a lot of left-footed players are the ones that have the poor weak foots usually. And I mean like poor as in 2 to 3 stars. So when I think of that, I think of Griezmann and Ozil and Dybala, those types of players. So I think Ozil was a really good fit. I think it's kind of funny though because I know personally when I hear his name, I like don't even want to think about doing an Ozil card because he's been so bad in past FIFAs. Yeah. So it like puts me at a predisposition to not like him as much. But when I looked over his stats, they are really good. I'd say like if you're running a straightforward center attacking mid, he's right up there with KDB, definitely as one of the top two candidates for the Premier League. And then looking at Bellarabi as an objective, I thought that was an amazing choice. He is actually the best right wing in that league now. So,
yeah,
you know, you just got a squad, a player in your starting 11 for free. I know it's time right now, but most people with the quarantine have more than enough time to easily complete something like that. And he is by far the best right wing in that league, in my opinion, with his weak foot upgrade. And then on top of that, he's really easy to link with the likes of Werner and Royce. So I think you're going to see him in a lot of teams. And you're also seeing Havertz kind of come up and down in price a lot, and I think it relates a lot to that Bellarabi because of their perfect link. I think that a ton of people are using them in teams.
Yeah, guys, so remember, perfect link, they have the same team, nationality, yep, and of course, league. So that's, you can get, I think you can get three red bars or two red bars towards them in chemistry. Also, we've got this week, until now at least, we've got in the first day, so we got Mesut Ozil, we got Jordan Amavi, the French guy from Marseille, right? He's from Marseille?
Yep.
Okay. Also, we've got today this Adel Tarabat from Benfica, which is a nice card for only an 84 rated team. And also we have Moments Aaron Ramsey, which let's say he has a nice card, a difficult nationality to link, but a nice card for this Serie A Piemonte Calcio linkage to Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, I'm looking over here, and I'm not sure. Did you mention Agbana that he came out too?
No.
Okay, yep, Agbana came out as well. So. Looking over these, Amavi I liked a lot as another alternative. I mean, obviously, if you have, like, say, Footmas Mendy, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for you to do because you can already fit in that good left back. I don't know if he's necessarily better than Mendy, but it's a really fun card, and he's super easy to get in teams with those French links. Agbana is definitely, like, a top five Premier League center back right now. He looks really good. I mean, if you need a Premier League center back to pair with Van Dijk or as a slight upgrade, it might be him. Ramsey is funny. He kind of reminds me of Ozil, right? Where I look at, I hear his name and I'm like, oh, that card's not that good. But then again, you look at his stats and they're pretty good. EA has been really forced, like really pushing people to complete SBCs by what they've already done this year. So what I mean by that, guys, is Alexandro has a moments card that a ton of people did. He's one of the top left backs in the game.
Exactly.
And now people see this Ramsey and they're like, oh, that's a strong link. I should definitely do him. I don't think people would do him otherwise. Like, I think that's really encouraging a lot of people to do it. Because I think, like, even Nainggolan, his 87 became so cheap now that I rather go with him as a tradable option personally. So I would pass on Ramsey. And then Tirapt, I just think of these kind of off-league cards as fun super subs. There's really scarcely people that are going to be running Liga NOS teams. But, you know, if you want a super sub, that's fun. He's a FIFA favorite from way back in the day. So if you want him just for fun, you can never go wrong with that. What do you think of the SBCs?
And I think he links, I'm not sure, I will check now. Yeah, he links with, let's say, a free card that we got in the past, he links to ZH. Okay, nobody's running. I mean, no, not nobody. Someone will be here on, in the comments and saying they run an Ajax team or I don't know. But you have Harit from Bundesliga, which was a player of the month SBC.
Yep.
We have ZH, and yeah, you can make something there. If you like fun teams, I'm not sure about, he's only 38k, the SBC, so that's not very expensive.
Yeah.
He has only 80 finishing, and for a cam, I don't know if it's like the proper version in-game now. Regarding Ramsey, I agree with you. I think you're only doing him if you have like a Juventus team,
yep,
or you just need that that strong link there with Cristiano. Maybe that's something that could help you, and he's like very cheap. Also, it was a surprise that we got some very nice cheap players like Cancelo. For me, it's okay. He's not an SBC. He's in the team. But for 180k, he's a very good right back. Even
have you tried him yet?
Cancelo? No. Okay. No. Why?
I haven't either. I haven't seen a lot of people wanting to try him, which is weird because people have asked for a Cancelo special pretty much all year, but people don't seem that excited about him at the moment. I think it's maybe because there's so many Premier League right backs already.
Do you think? Yeah, and I have maybe a reason here. A lot of Premier League players, Premier League users, which have a Premier League team, are using Virgil van Dijk in their teams,
mm-hmm,
and they need that strong link from someone like
Robo,
like Trent.
Yep.
And for me, I have Trent and Virgil on one side, and on the other side, I have Ferland Mendy and Rafael Varane from Real. Mm-hmm. So I have a hybrid there, and I mean, with Cancelo, I cannot use him because I ruin my chemistry for Virgil. So maybe that's important there. He's another good player, let's say, for Manchester City specials. You can link him if you did Bernardo Silva moments SBC long time ago. Personally, I did him. That's why I remember him.
Yep.
You can link him very nice. And yeah, I mean, it's a nice team to see. I wanted just shortly to talk about Team of the Week Moments 2. So not one released today, but the one released last week. So
one's better. That one's better. We can talk about that.
Because here in the Team of the Week Moments 2, we have some very good players, which probably will not get a special card soon. Because Team of the Weeks are out of business, because leagues are out of business. And we have there Kevin De Bruyne, which is 835k. And I was writing this also on Twitter, and I want to say it here also. If this KDB would have been in FUT birthday promo, because he has 5-star weak foot already,
oh, yeah,
so he doesn't need an upgrade, he would have been very expensive. Mm-hmm. So imagine you can get like probably one of the best cam in Premier League.
Yeah, he is.
With 5-star weak foot, 88 finishing, and don't even talk about passing and dribbling. And
yep,
he's only 800k. The difference compared to his team of the year, it's a little bit difference there. But the team of the year, it's 3 million. So yeah, this
exactly
is a very nice card.
Exactly. And I was going to say it's towards team of the season levels. That's kind of how I feel about that card. Yeah, it's usually like plus one or two more ratings. But you're right. If this card was a different color and featured in a promo or something like that, you'd probably see it well over a million. There's also quite a bit of supply on these cards. So if you look at these cards, because I'm not sure if you guys watched it, but basically with the quarantine going on, with Foot Birthday having a really nice selection, Lightning Round sold out like mad this weekend. They sold out all of their packs. So there's tons of supply of these cards. And even when I look at players like Inaki Williams and then Lucas, they're both relatively cheap for who they are, right? Lucas was a player that's been really well received all this year in FIFA. Williams is just known as that overpowered beast. He also has that, I think it might be a perfect link with Muniain.
Yeah.
So that's really helpful. But they're cheap for who they are. Same thing with Nainggolan. So I really like this team. I don't know why they went away from choosing a good selection. We can talk about that in a second. But one thing I do want to point out on the trading side, guys, because I know some of you invested in these 84s, they should do pretty well after rewards like Reyna and Rafa, Marquise, Frazier, etc. They should do well after rewards. But one thing you always want to look at is how many SBC fodders are also in the next team, because this next team has really few meta players. So basically, like, most of the player selection, which we'll go to in a second, is going to be SBC fodder. So these don't have as much rise potential, in my opinion, because the next team is so poor that they'll instantly insert into SBCs as SBC fodders.
Yeah, so guys, today we've got Team of the Week moments part 3, exactly what Jake is talking about. And let's say EA has the power in their hands to choose any team of the week from previous years, because there is no leagues playing in this moment. So they've done these moments to replace these cards. And let's say they chose the second worst team in history, because we had one couple of weeks ago, if you remember, where we had the most expensive player, maybe it was 80k, like Jordi Alba or something like that. Yep. And here we have, I don't know, we have three players. We have Robertson for 180, Ndidi for 100, and these prices are 1 hour after release, so they're not prices from tomorrow.
Oh yeah, they're coming down.
There are prices from the release, and remember, there are some lightning rounds Friday night. I think this will be one of the worst teams that you could ever get. No live cards in this team. That was spicy last week. So that was nice. I don't know. You know me. I play for champions. I regret it so much now.
Yeah, guys, this is kind of where Florian and I mentioned this in another podcast, but this is where it would be so cool and so wise for a VA to do something where they guarantee you some coins, right? So basically, you get a red player pick, or you can take, say, 50,000 coins from that red player pick, because these players aren't going to hold that kind of value. Literally, maybe only two of this team will be above like 55k, and people are definitely feel like they wasted their weekend now when they see this, because for most people playing in April, literally no player here, maybe outside of Robertson, would make their starting team, which is really discouraging. It makes people not want to play the next weekend too. So I don't know what EA is thinking with this.
Not even Robertson. Imagine how many left backs SBCs were until now. So people have a lot of defenders in their squad.
Yeah, even Amavi was better than him in my opinion. And then you have Sandro, Mendes, those kind of likes. So it's just crazy. Tierney even, back from future stars. But one thing I do want to say about this team, because it is so poor, is I think you're going to see an amazing investment opportunity on Friday and Saturday. So make sure you guys note this, especially in Marquinhos, if he drops low enough. Zapata and Aspas are nearly there already. The cheapest 87 in form right now is around 46,000 coins, okay? So right now I'm even seeing Zapata pop up here at 42,000. I bet you can get some of these 87s lower than 40,000 coins this weekend. So they're going to start filling in for icon SBCs. But on top of that, Florian and I were talking, I almost guarantee they're going to do a Foot Birthday guaranteed SBC like they've done with Shapeshifters and Refresh. And because Foot Birthday is so good, I bet that squad will be 87 rated again. And if it is, and if it requires moments, which you're taking a small risk there, but if it requires them, they'll shoot up like a good 7 to 10k a card, in my opinion.
Yeah, so guys, get yourself some coins ready for some investments.
Totally.
Invest smart. Don't invest in players which you need to hold on for a long period. This, let's say, always the current or ex team of the week, team of the week moments now. It's interesting because they get very cheap. They get in a lot of fat bean solutions for those SBCs because they have the cheapest prices. And when people go to fat bean to do them in a rewards day, or when this SBC comes out, they go to fat bean. Oh, let's check which is the cheapest 87 rated team with one inform. And what do you think? The most used ones are the ones with current or previous ex team of the week, and this will be used, and they will spike in price. Even if, let's say, maybe you can find some cheaper other informs from earlier team of the weeks, but people don't have this. Let's say don't have this. Time to do their own search or investigation about these prices, and they choose the easy option to look for solutions. So that's why they spike in price, maybe even 10k a card.
Exactly. And Florian kind of said it good there, because sometimes the other cheapest 87 rateds outside of these would fluctuate, right? So you might see one appear for 42k, but there's only like one or two on the market. The reason these are used so heavily is because there's so much constant supply. There's probably going to be a ton of them initially under, say, 40K, but then it will make them stay in top solutions a long time, where they push well beyond it and over 40,000 coins. So exactly what Florian described. I see it as a super great investment, literally for any of the 87s. There's a lot on this team, but I just see Zapata, Aspas, and then Marquinhos is so good for chemistry. If he drops near like even 45, those all look fantastic to me.
Yeah, and definitely you'll get these prices sooner or later. You just need to be very patient there, and of course have some cash coins, because imagine you pay almost, let's say, 50k a card here, and
exactly.
You'll need like to make enough coins to worth it. You need to buy like at least 10-15 of them. With 10 and 15 of them, you'll make like 100, maybe 200k coins if you're lucky. And that's worth it to hold them. If you're just buying one and making 5k, I'm not sure if you're if this is the right investment for you if you are on a lower budget.
Exactly.
Okay, so now it's Wednesday. Probably tomorrow we will have this the worst rewards in history, but after that we will get this marquee matchups, which are very hard to predict, guys. The SBCs lately were easy to make, so if you have a club, medium club, with okay stocked players, let's say that's good to have. I wanted to come back to other SBCs which I found interesting. We have some repeatable ones which are expiring in 3 days. We have an 81 plus double upgrade, so you guarantee two 81 pluses in your squad, and this is requires only rare goal players. And the second one, it's an 84 to 91 upgrade, which requires an 83 rated team. What do you? I mean, 3 days more, so you get the first day. You get Friday from team of the week to fat birthday team too. Sorry. What do you think about this, Jake?
Yeah, I seriously love when they do upgrade packs for promotions, because it gives people something to do, something to grind for, kind of something to have fun with. One thing I kind of joked about on Twitter that I think is really funny is I think they should just say 84 plus pack instead of 84 to 91. Literally, I think they're only discluding Ronaldo and Messi, so I don't know why they don't give people the chance to pack them, because we all know it would happen very scarcely anyway, but they don't even give people a chance, so I think that's just really funny, something that I noticed. But I think it's super fun for people to grind. I think that the second really important factor with doing these upgrades is you almost have to have an SBC in mind that you wouldn't mind completing, right?
So yeah, exactly.
You're gonna get a ton of untradeables that are probably high rated, 85s, 86, 87s, whatever, maybe a couple 88s. So you could probably do an untradeable SBC really cheap, like a Ramsey or a Bana. So if you have that in mind as you're like kind of grinding through these upgrades, it's perfect. So when EA do have long-term SBCs out, like I know they have Sandro and they have the Ramos and Boateng that people want to complete, it works perfect. So that kind of reminds me of the icon situation we've had in years past where people would spam upgrades and then throw that into an icon SBC. So this would work the same. So I'm a big fan of the upgrades coming out during promotions, especially when they have long-term SBCs too.
Yeah, these are very nice to do. I've realized also they released today an April's Fool's Day SBC, which says that this is a bronze players pack, but it's not a bronze players pack. After you submit it's a gold players pack, I think.
It is, yeah, and then one bronze in there too.
Yeah, let's say that's okay. We got the joke today with the team of the week moment, so exactly. There was no need of a second joke. Mm-hmm. But okay, let's say this is nice. What do you think about the selection for the second team, Jake? Which let's say first question is which players would you like to see in this team?
Yeah, so I mentioned this on Twitter right when this team came out. I really love this team, like we're kind of describing. It's really a great team, a good mix of selection. But the big thing for me is I want to see people that have the 2 and 3 star weak foot or 2 and 3 star skills get upgraded a little bit more. So again, who I think of, a couple players I think of, and I even put them on my Instagram if you follow me there. Like, for example, Douglas Costa. I mean, I know we tease about him because his finishing's pretty poor and they're not boosting it, but he's a really agile player. He's Brazilian. He fits the meta. If they increased his finishing and weak foot, he would be a monster. Salah is another one because, again, you won't see him in top tier teams just because of his weak foot, so that would instantly buff him to an amazing Premier League striker.
Yeah.
On top of that, for me, I really just want to see players who haven't got a special that are still overpowered. So the big one that I think of is Lenglet. I mean, he's been used in teams from the start of the game. People still rock his gold card in La Liga defenses. Exactly. And he doesn't have any special cards. So I think he's literally a perfect candidate. They can use any center backs they want. There's really no rhyme or reason. Center back isn't hugely important for any kind of upgrade, whether it be skill moves or weak foot, in my opinion. So they can just have some fun with that. And then a couple like flashbacks I was thinking of, or even inclusions, would be like Eric Bailly, I think would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be nice, yeah.
And then another one that I had thought of, I know people will either love it or hate it, is Adama. If they could upgrade his skill moves and weak foot, that card would be like a 2 million plus card. And his weak foot is actually what kills him. I know people really love him already or hate him depending on who you are. But if they upgrade his weak foot, he would be one of the best cards in the game for sure.
Yeah, I was checking now. This page on Fodbin where you have the most used players, and I made like a selection. And of course, the most used player is Ben Yedder. But I see him here some very nice names, and I will tell them. Mm-hmm. We have Ter Stegen, which lately you didn't see too many goalkeepers in promos.
Yeah, it's true.
He would be 500k if he would get another special. He has a special card from I think team of the group stage, and this would be a very nice addition. Exactly what you said, Lenglet, very used, like 9 million games with him. Fabinho doesn't have a lot of special cards and very good player. Mm-hmm. I was thinking during one night, how would it be to get a Messi 5-star weak foot?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what I think of as that top selection. I could see them going with like a Messi, either a 5-star weak foot Messi, or I could also see like a Heung-min Son with 5-star skills. I could see that happening too. Just they're using really big names for a couple of top cards like Mbappe, Hazard, Griezmann. So I don't think they care that much about what specials they have, but just buffing them. And I think that you're right, with Messi, they could do that. I think the only downside is he got a shapeshifter, which is relatively comparable. So that would be the biggest complaint I would have, just because he was so recently featured in a promotion. But just so you guys know, we do have some rumors. These aren't confirmed or anything, but there are rumors of a few players getting in. And the first one is actually Van Dijk, which I think is kind of funny because, again, they can use any center back they want. And it just seems like they're using Van Dijk for the name to sell packs, to be honest. So I don't love that selection at all, because they could use anyone else. I would love to see someone who hasn't got a special. I'm hearing Bale could be in. Makes sense to me because of his lacking weak foot. So he's one of those that would receive like a dominant, amazing card with an upgraded weak foot. Again, not my favorite because he just actually had a team of the week moments that was position changed to striker. So I don't like that. And then lastly, which I think literally everyone is a fan of, I heard Pogba will be in with 5-star. And then when you're looking at Pogba as a cam or even as a neutral center mid, you're looking at one of the best cards in that position then. So I am a huge fan of that. He doesn't have a special yet. Seems super likely to me. What do you think about those three?
I hope so. Regarding Bale, he should get a card which has a better weak foot, because that's his main problem this year. I think his gold card is like, I don't know, 30k, and maybe he has one of the best finishings in the game. He has like 88 finishing. So he's very good. Not a lot of people use him because of his nationality and weak foot. Regarding Virgil. I play with Virgil in my team. He's the best center back in the game, which is not an icon. So he's very good. I mean, I can tell you that I packed Virgil 3 days ago in a regular pack, a gold.
Oh,
one.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was this, I don't know, it was an SBC for something like, it was an SBC, the daily SBC or something like that. And I just opened it very fast. I didn't expect to get someone there.
You like skipped it?
No, I didn't skip it. But I was very surprised. I was like very surprised on that. And regarding Pogba, I really hope, I know they will not do it. They will not make an SBC for him. But I really hope they will do an SBC for him and not put him in the packs. Because in packs, he will be very expensive. He will be like 2-3 million million coins player, but non-expiry SBC would be very nice for Paul Pogba.
Yeah, and that kind of reminds me, you know, I was thinking of even last year, like they had a Bale SBC that came out for early limited time. I can't remember for what position, but he was like 1.2 million. But that's one thing they really haven't done this year, is they haven't released a really, really great SBC for a short duration. So, for example, I would be fine with them running like a 750k to a million k to a million coin, like Dembele. Like, if they had a Dembele cam card with 5-star, 5-star, I don't care what it would cost. It would cause chaos on the market, and people would definitely do it. And I think that's kind of fun, because having those out for a limited duration, you don't see them all the time in teams. But you're seeing a ton of 84 and 85 rated squads for SBCs this year that are short term. But I would love to see them put a few more like complete powerhouses in SBCs. We know they can do that. They're doing it with Player of the Month. And even if they're crazy expensive, I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, let's wait and see what's there for us this weekend, guys. I think this is it for today, Jake, right?
Yeah, I think we're good.
I think we are okay on this. We talked a little bit also about investments. If you listened to our previous shows, previous podcasts, we kind of say the same things. I think it's important if you want to do coins without buying FIFA points or stuff like this, keep yourself a nice reserve of cash or nice reserve of coins in your club, because you never know when some very nice offers can be on the market.
Exactly.
As Jake said, these team of the week moments during lightning rounds, they may get very cheap. And okay, it's a grinding mode to do coins with them, because you need like some popular SBCs and so on. But if you have patience and time, you can make some very secure coins. Very secure coins there.
On top of that, guys, we are not just investing to invest. It would be a really safe idea to stock them in your club, say at under 40k. But I'm telling you that it might be worth even investing quite a bit, because it's a low risk, high reward if we do see a guaranteed for foot birthday. So we're expecting a payout within a certain amount of time, right? We're not just saying, oh, these will go up once they're out of packs and SBCs come, you know, they'll rise a few K. We're saying like, nope, we hope to see a birthday guaranteed SBC that's a high rated squad where they'll feature in and you can make profit within a week. So pretty specific, I'd say.
Thanks for listening and watching, guys. Of course, you can listen to this on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, and you watch us on YouTube. Last time, I was trying to do a giveaway if I've got KDP in my red player picks. Of course, I didn't get him because I never got a red player pick which was usable in this year. So, sorry for that. I've let you know in the comments at the previous show that I didn't get it, but I hope you get lucky in your packs. Of course, in your red player picks you cannot get lucky because it's the worst team of the week in history, but maybe in the future you get lucky, and who knows, maybe you get a very nice card Friday when the second team is in packs. Thanks for watching. Stay safe there, guys, and see you soon.
Later, guys. Thanks.